Hi, I'm Rob from Strung Out.
I'm Jim from Pulley, and you're checking out BunkRadioCast.com.
Yeah.
What's up, man? This is Jordan Burns from Strung Out, and you are checking out The Grind on punkradiocast.com. Take a listen, keep on listening, or go to fucking hell.
Yo, what's up? This is Chris, and I hope you're ready for some punk rock, because we've got it. Today, on volume 104 of The Grind, we will be bringing you a couple of conversations we had just a few days ago at the face-to-face Strung Out, Darlings, and Artist Life show in Saskatoon. Now, this was kind of a last-minute adventure for us, so we weren't too sure what to expect when we got to the show. But, along with catching a fucking stellar performance from all of the bands, we ended up talking to Jordan from Strung Out about a few things, including the title of their forthcoming album. After that, we chatted with Rob from Strung Out, as well as Jim from Pulley, who is along on the tour working as guitar tech. Through the magic of editing, we're going to be switching the order that you guys hear that on the show today. But if you're playing along at home, these two guys involved in that R6i project we broke the news on last month. We talk R6i a little more, and Strung Out, and Pulley. Speaking of which, I'm talking over the intro outro from Pulley's self-titled album. We also shot some footage at the show, and we will have Strung Out's full set up for your watching enjoyment soon over at thegrindprc.com. Most likely by the time you're hearing this, or by the time the show is done, part one available at our full set section on our website. And we'll also have the other part, along with the video from our chats with Jordan, Rob, and Jim, uploaded after I get home from work or over the course of the weekend. We'll see how the day goes. So along with those interviews, we also have some really fucking solid bands for you to check out in our From the Mailbox features in volume 104 of The Grind. We'll be spinning some French skatecore from Forest, some hardcore from Quebec, a band called Tightrope, Belgian punk rock from the Octopussies, and a couple of bands from South Africa, AB Turbo, as well as the first band in our From the Mailbox segments. This is Reach with Sweet Resolution.
Take a step.
is a four-piece coming from Johannesburg, South Africa, and are emerging as one of the country's best rock punk acts. Their debut album is called Fire and Grace. Here's another one from that. This is Vanishing Point. Fact for you, Reach also features Greg Bester from The Used on guitar and vocals, behind a lot of the stuff in this project, co-writing, recording, all that kind of stuff. You can pick up their album Fire and Grace on iTunes, Napster, Shockhound, and of course, all good music stores in South Africa. Find them online, myspace.com/reachrock. And one more from Reach on the show today, this is Without a Voice.
Dying! to recollect. It's useless to hang on. I try to recreate these things, to cherish them forever as we go our separate ways. It's useless to hang on. I try to recreate these things, to cherish them forever as we go our separate ways.
And we followed up that last Reach track with a brand new one from Belgium's The Octopussies. Their new disc, their first full length, is coming out next Saturday. That's the 14th on Funtime Records. Now, I'm also told this five-piece enjoys drinking games, Jägermeister, Mario Kart, and of course, eating at Burger King. We've got two more tracks off Face the World. This is Tonight. Hit up Funtime Records page to find out more about this release, and keep an eye on the Octopussies Facebook page because I'm told there's a video clip coming soon associated with the album release. Now, I tell you their Facebook URL, but it's a long link with lots of numbers. So tell you what, we've listed all of the bands in today's show over at the Volume 104 event page on Facebook. If your friends are not a fan of The Grind yet, get them on it. Tell them to join us at facebook.com/thegrindprc. And there you can stay up to date with the news. Speaking of new, one more new one from the Octopussies, and then into a little chat with Rob from Strung Out and Jim from Pulley with the song Suitcase from Pulley taking us there. That's all following the Octopussies, brand new, out May 14th off of Face the World. This is Break Me Free. We'll be right back.
Cast. We've got some dudes from some various bands on the left here. Introduce yourselves.
My name is Jim. I play guitar in Pulley as well as R6i.
And I'm Rob. I play guitar in Strung Out and R6i.
Ooh.
R6 implants, if you don't know what that is.
Are you guys allowed to say R6 implants anymore?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out in the mail.
A little street fighting.
I don't think there's any problem with it, really.
There you yeah. go. So we did a little phoner interview with you guys back a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Probably not too much news since then, but just figured I'd get a chance to see you guys in person here, get you on camera.
Sure.
What is the most exciting thing for you guys on the side project?
One of the things that I'm having fun with is that there's a lot of material I had from Strung Out that we never used, and it's just a waste of songs or use them somewhere. So to me, it was a no-brainer, you know, and just to hear the other guys have material too, it kind of just worked out. Everyone has a couple songs, throw them in together and make an album, you know, or make a, you know, some kind of demo or just kind of see what happens, you know. But so far, it's been really exciting. We have good melody ideas, and we're just really happy with where everything's turning out. Pretty good so far.
my thing is, as well as what Rob just said, is the fact that it's as laid back as it is. Because it's a no pressure deal. It's something that we're doing on the side for fun. Again, if something happens with it, something's going to happen with it. But if it doesn't, we're going to keep going for as long as we want.
That's a great way to approach it, because a lot of times, you guys have your two main successful bands.
Sure.
So you're not going to be throwing as much time into that and effort wise, but at the same time, it's there, and when it's there, and you guys can get to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Cool.
And so far we've been taking it as, we started recording and doing a demo, and we're putting everything into it. We're putting my all into it. I'm not half-assing it.
Exactly.
We're putting everything we can into it to make the best we can out of it, and much effort as we can.
How did studio time go? You guys were in there a couple weeks ago.
We've done 2 days. We've got all the drums done for 8 songs, and I'd say 3/4 of the rhythm guitars are done. We still need to do leads. There's still lots left to be done, and it's probably going to happen over the course of the summer, realistically. So as far as hearing anything, it could be toward the end of the summer, realistically. That's what I'm thinking.
But we're trying not to rush anything. We're trying to just get it right. We have some friends helping us out, and getting being able to take the time and still get a good production, and just do it as long as it takes, really. Mm-hmm. Make sure we all like it. Yeah, that's all I care about.
So let's talk Pulley and Strangle for a little bit here. Pulley, you've got your brand new album coming out on Wins Lunch Records in Edmonton.
Yeah, exactly.
That's in the
28th. I think it's the 28th. I believe it's the 28th of June that it's going to be released.
For Pulley fans, what can they expect? Anything different, radically different than...
No, not at all. Pulley's pretty much on an even keel as far as songwriting goes. We're not doing anything new. We are doing a cover song from the Big Boys, early 80s punk band. So that sounded really good. It sounds like Pulley, but it's a cover tune. And there's 2 other songs on the record, and it's gonna be on vinyl for the first time. We actually have a vinyl release, so it's gonna be, I'm looking forward to it.
You guys had a vinyl release for...
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. It's gonna be a 7-inch.
Oh, okay. There you go.
The other one was an EP, right? Yeah. It was this one's a 7-inch release, so which we've never done before. So
cool.
Got me crazy again.
Bully with Working Class Whore, and this is Strung Out with Skeleton Dance.
Out, we have a best of about to come out maybe in August, we're hoping, I guess.
Yeah, Jordan broke the news of the name on the grind.
He did.
He spilled the beans.
So I guess I don't need to tell you then.
Well, he didn't want to go down the track list.
I'm not going to say it just because you're not going to get it out of me.
I'm just surprised to get you on camera.
But it is kind of witty and it is kind of fun, and we can't really call it a greatest hits because we've never really had a hit. So it's along the lines just to kind of suit us right of what this record will be. To have our best of coming out, and we're pretty excited about that.
All remixed and remastered.
So we actually spent time and went back with Ryan Green, producer. He produced a couple things of ours in the past.
Yep.
And just to have him remix everything, even remixing stuff that he has done in the past, it's kind of interesting, a little touch on things,
That second and, look at it.
Yeah. Cool. So everything we're pretty happy with, and we're excited for it to come out. Sure, it should be cool.
Yeah.
A lot of cool things about it.
Most definitely. So fourth date in today on your Canadian tour. Got a couple more dates up here, and then
one more date in Winnipeg, and then two more dates after that, Toronto and Montreal. Yeah. That's it for Canada. Yeah.
And then back all over the states.
Back to the states, yes, but now they said Hollywood. Back to Hollywood?
Fuck Hollywood.
No.
Not yet.
Couple more months before.
Yeah, we still have a long, 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 long way to go, and we're excited. It's gonna be good.
Cool. Now, Pulley, you guys had a show here that was booked for last fall in Edmonton, and unfortunately, some stuff happened all over the place, and you guys weren't able to make it up. When is the next time that we might be able to?
I'm hoping that it happens this fall, when Scott's done with baseball.
It is a little tough on Scott's schedule. Right?
I think there's plenty of time to set something up right now to make up for. I understand from my understanding, which I'm not 100% clear on, but the venue was torn down or taken over, or it's
So even if we had maintained the schedule, the building wouldn't have been there, something like that, something along those lines.
I think we should clarify for anyone who is like possibly mad at you guys for whatever reason.
Oh yeah,
we had nothing to do with it.
Absolutely.
New City, they were their venue got bought out for condos, and then they had some trouble with finding a location. So, we will definitely get you up here again.
We were really really let down when we couldn't come up because the thing was sold out. I mean, it was going to be an awesome show.
Oh yeah.
But then things fell apart in the end, and so if anyone out there, just understand that we had really nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
You know, so unfortunately, and I don't think even the promoter should be blamed for this either. I think things just were miscommunication or something. So anyway,
there you go. Well, anything else you guys want to get over before we wrap it up on you?
I can't wait to come back to Canada again. You know, it's going to be exciting, maybe another next year or something, beginning of next year or something. We're actually talking about maybe coming back, hopefully. I don't know. Actually, I can't bring that up. Never mind. That's something that can't be brought up.
I'll just go talk to Jordan.
But there will be planning on touring on the Best Of and coming up to Canada and doing that stuff. I'll say that. So we're excited. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. I know Canada's excited as well.
Thank you.
As I speak for all of Canada.
Bring out your dead, and here's AB Turbo with A Rose Among Ruins. AB Turbo are a five-piece punk rock revival band from Cape Town, South Africa, with a taste for circle pits and on-stage demolition. That song there, A Rose Among Ruins, is one of five demo songs they have out right now, including a newer one from June of last year. That one has a video that you can find online called Carry Me Away. I suggest you check that out. We also have two of those other demos for you right here on the grind. This is Disguise the Lies.
But you'll never be the same.
Having played big events in South Africa such as Ramfest 2010 and the Pro Extreme Games back in 2009, they've also opened up for Haste the Day and Horse the Band in their career. Although recently announcing AB Turbo is on hiatus as their guitarist is teaching in Korea, the band is anything but dead. Find them online at facebook.com/abturbo or abturbo.co.za and expect a full debut length following the band's regrouping. One more powerhouse track for you today from AB Turbo. This is Light the Fire.
I wish that I would. that I would stay.
That was Tightrope, another five-piece punk band. These punk hardcore boys come from Montreal, Quebec, and also feature Chuck from the band 50 Star Angers on drums. That song we heard was called Jerry, and it can be found on an upcoming vinyl out next month on Big Wheel Records. You can also check out those songs online at tightrope.bandcamp.com. And two more here on the grind before one more From the Mailbox feature, and then into our chat with Strung Out's Jordan Burns. Influenced by Painted Black, The Descendants, and Lifetime, just to name a few, Tightrope is also reminiscent of another local Montreal band, the St. Catharines. Here's something we're familiar with here at the grind. No Sleep, Tightrope, on punkradiocast.com. To Montentre GF. They're also on facebook.com/tightrope is a band. Check out their upcoming shows and see if they'll be near you. I see they're playing with a Wilhelm Scream in late June. All you Montreal punk rockers, Tightrope with Gramophone.
We'll be right back. children. Miss them, know that we don't care. Please use your bike before your fucking car. Head off noise, you will get all your breath. Fight to be
of blistering skatecore punk rock was called Every Second Is an Hour from the band Forest, coming from Bayonne, France. Now, if you're a fan of skate punk, you should be familiar with Forest. Influenced by greats like Belvedere, Wilhelm Scream, Mute, and Lagwagon, these guys have around 4 releases out in one capacity or another, ranging from demos to EPs, as well as being on the Belvedere tribute album, which I suggest you check out as well. Here's one from their split with Coalition. This intro kicks my ass every time. Forest with The Unlucky Number. After hearing that track, I think you can agree with me that you would throw down some bills to see a bass off between Brian from A Wilhelm Scream and Menox from Forest, right? Yeah, I thought so. Well, when not rocking hard in Forest, Menox also keeps busy with perusal booking in Europe and was behind the wheel and the gear during the recent European tours of Mute, Craig's brother, and This Is a Standoff. Basically, if you're in a band and you're looking for a good time and a good tour in Europe, hit up Menox at fruzelbookings64@gmail.com. That's F-E-U-Z-E-U-L.booking64@gmail.com. He'll sort you all out. One more track from Forrest, and then into our Strung Out segment with Jordan. By the way, I hope you enjoy hearing a bit of live face-to-face in the background of the interviews on today's show. From their Aaron's Revolution EP, this is Very Fast, four-piece Forrest with Watch Me Fall, right here on The Grind.
This is Jordan Burns from Strung Out, and you're checking out The Grind on Punk Radio Cast.
Did you call out to me from the door? Did you really think I-
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Grind right here on punkradiocast.com. We've got some friends of the show. We've got Jordan from Strung Out. How the hell are you doing today?
Yes, you have one friend of the show here. Yeah. It is me, Jordan Burns from Strung Out. Hello.
Welcome back to Canada.
Thank you, eh?
You've done three shows thus far?
Yes, I think tonight is the fourth night here in Saskatoon.
I'm going to ask you the question that everyone asks right off the top. How has the tour been so far?
So far, the tour's been great. Every show's been sold out, yeah. And we've been rocking. The crowd's been rocking. Face-to-face has been rocking.
Great to see face-to-face out on tour again.
It is awesome to see face-to-face on tour. You know, they were old label mates of ours. We toured together with them back in 95, and we hadn't really done anything since. Maybe we did a couple one-offs or something like that, but yeah, it's been a while, so it's good to be out here together with them. I think it makes for a really great tour package, and you know, we're going to cover a lot of ground. We're doing Canada, we're doing a ton of dates in the States, and
all over the place.
It's going to be a good time.
Wrapping up the whole tour in the North American tour, at least, in Hosa Blues in Las Vegas, and then you guys are off to do some European stuff.
After this tour, we go to we're going to Costa Rica for our third time.
Oh, nice!
And then we come back, and we do go to Europe for a month. Right after that, we play some festivals. I know we're playing with Bad Religion over there a couple times, playing with Good Charlotte.
Festivals?
Yeah, well, one of my best friends plays drums, my neighbor, Dean. Hi, Dean. So it'll be good to hang with him. And yeah, it's going to be good. You know, just I think it's good to be just working and see that so many people still care about the band and so many people coming out and supporting. And yeah, it's just really cool.
You guys have done a series over the past few years, a series of 10 anniversary shows for various albums you released in the past. How does that feel to be looking back, you know, 10 years, 15 years?
I think it's fun to do those kind of shows, you know, and I do think the fans tend to appreciate it, you know, so it's pretty cool. It's fun to play those albums in order, you know, like from top to bottom. You just look back and you think like, wow, we've been doing this a long time and, you know, we're still going, we're still around, we're still like making what we think is great music, and obviously people must think we're making good music still because they're coming out to support us, so yeah, it's pretty awesome, you know. I mean, today we were in a vinyl store and there was a old copy of Rolling Stone, and I happened to realize, you know, Metallica was on the cover and it was like from 96, and I told our guitar player Rob, I'm like, hey dude, I swear to God I remember we're in here, and I opened up the back page and we're actually in the Rolling Stone charts. And we were listed like number 4 in these top independent charts, and it had a picture of Suburban Teenage Wasteland Blues in the back. And Rob bought the copy for $1, and I have mine at home, but that's how I knew it was there. But yeah, it's cool to look back on that kind of stuff and just know that we've been doing it for so long and still going.
I was down at your Twisted by Design 10th anniversary show down in LA with Poor Habit and
yeah,
a whole bunch of bands down there, and it was just awesome to see, you know, all the new fans that are coming out, and then a lot of them were like kids of people who were, you know, fans from way back in the day.
Yeah, well, that's really cool, and, you know, I get stoked when there's, you know, younger kids coming out to the show, because that means that our music is getting passed down to, you know, other generations and stuff, and it's not just our fans that are growing older with us, it's we're appealing to the younger fans too. So I think that's pretty cool, and I love making new fans, and I love keeping the old fans.
Cause I'm face, and it's easy to survive in this place without you. Without you. I just comb my hair, wash my face, keep straight ahead and keep my pants. Don't think about nothing, I might ever be alright. Well, I got my friends, I got my bed, I got a million distractions that keep me warm. And I know that I'll be alright, that I'll be
That show that you went to was actually our, not only the anniversary show, but it was the benefit show for when all of our stuff got ripped off. Yeah. And that show was a huge success, a lot of fun, and, you know, obviously helped us out quite a bit from our little tragedy that we had.
Just, it wasn't just you guys who had your equipment stolen. I mean, a lot of the tour support, the tech guys, they had, like, computers and shit stolen as well.
Well, the crew. Yeah, the crew had all their stuff, but, you know, that show was really cool and allowed us to regroup a bit. You know, we bought our guitar tech. He lost a, you know, brand new Gretsch guitar, and we took some of the money and we bought him a new guitar and surprised him and played with Bad Religion in Las Vegas, and he had no idea. We snuck him up to a hotel room like we were all going to party, and we had the guitar laying out on the bed, and he walked in and he saw his same exact guitar, and, you know, he just, like, practically busted into tears. And you know, we hooked up our sound man with, like, $2,000 for, you know, his gear that he lost, and our other roadie, you know, Bob, Metal Bob, we gave him like $2,000, and I don't know, we just tried to take care of everyone. Our fans took care of us, and that's what we did.
We're seeing the same thing now with the loss of their thing.
You know, trying to tell them, you know, give them some tips of what to do. I mean, it's difficult. We were really fortunate because we had a lot of, you know, really great sponsors, you know, that helped us out, like Maypax and Peisty, and, you know, the guys had Fender and all the other stuff, and you know, people just gave us a lot of support. But that's from 2007. So
yeah,
let's
old news here.
let's get current. Let's get back to current.
Some new songs have been in the works for a retrospective for Strong Out.
Yeah, now that the best of album or whatever, I mean, I might as well bust out the title. We haven't announced the title, so maybe should I bust it here first?
Exclusive? Are we doing an exclusive here?
This could be an exclusive. I don't know if, like, Fat Records is going to get mad at me or whatever, but the album is going to be called Strung Out, Our Best Contenders. Is that it?
Time will
tell. Our Best Contenders.
I know there's a lot of people looking forward to that.
And, man, I'm really excited about it because it's basically rejuvenated all the songs. We took 3 songs from every album. I will not announce the track list just yet, but we took 3 songs from each album and we remixed them all. You know, a lot of people just, like, take the albums, maybe remaster and stick it on. We actually remixed everything and had Ryan Green remix everything, and I think it's just sounding really awesome. Really, really up to date, and I'm quite happy with it. So
that'll be coming out in the fall of this year.
Yeah, I think it's set for July possibly.
Okay.
So we'll see. I don't want to give any official date, but it's a really cool album. It's got, like, the artwork is going to be really cool, and, you know, we had a lot of fans send in pictures of tattoos, and I think we managed to get about 500 in there.
Nice.
In a big old collage. So
you guys
it's
releasing that on vinyl as well.
I believe it will be on vinyl, of course, and so we're excited about that, and we'll see what comes next. You know, we'll just keep on working away and doing what we do.
Is Jason doing the artwork for this as well?
Yeah, actually, the front cover is a painting from Jason. So.
Cool. And his American Blackheart site art project.
Yes. You know, we have the Darlings are out with us, and they're really cool, and you know they come from around our hometown, and you know they seem to be getting a pretty good buzz, and you know they're super stoked to be on this whole tour. And there's another kind of cool funky band. I don't know if people will like it or not, but I think they're just kind of different. They're called Danger Friends USA, and they're maybe for fans of like, I don't know. They're like this new wave punk rock. They it's like keyboards and bass and a singer, and it's pretty trippy stuff. I like it. And they're from Simi Valley, and yeah, I've been kind of helping those guys out a little bit, and they're pretty cool. Anyone else? I don't know. I'm sure there's a million bands. I just can't think of any. So you got two.
There you go. That's more than we get sometimes. So what any dates that are standing out you, particularly on the American leg of the tour, or perhaps the Canadian.
You mean like dates I'm looking forward to?
Yeah, maybe some shows where...
I don't know. I mean, obviously, we always look forward to Montreal. You know, we've been coming to Canada for so long. It's been, what, since 94? So we've been coming to Canada for a long time. And, you know, Eastern Canada has always been insane. Not to say that, you know, the other places haven't, but... Something about Montreal has just always been insane for us, so...
That is a hotbed of musical activity right there.
It is. It's been really great, you know? So, we'll be looking forward to playing there, Montreal.
There you go, and lots of some festival stuff coming up as well?
We got some festival stuff coming up in Europe. Funny enough, we really haven't done many festivals in Canada for whatever reason, but we're open to it, so if you festival... organizers are checking this out. We're open. Yeah, would love to do some more festival stuff.
Awesome, man. You have any side projects on the go? You're also involved with motocross, right?
Yeah, we've got our company, Moto Triple X. It's been around forever, and it's slowed down a little bit. You know, just maybe.
Economy-wise.
I don't know. In a nutshell, just more due to some internal stuff, but. I'm not gonna go into that and bore you with it, but it's, you know, Moto Triple X has been my company, and it's been going around for been around for almost as long as the band, you know. So pretty cool stuff.
Cool stuff, man. Well, anything else you want to get out there before we wrap it up on that?
You know, I mean, I guess it's a typical thing to say, but you know, we just really appreciate everybody that keeps on coming to see us and all these. People that have strung out tattoos and that just continue to support our music and our band. You know, we love you guys, and obviously without all these people doing what they do for us, we wouldn't be a band. So thank you, and if you see this, leave us a lovely note on our Facebook page, which is just Facebook/strung out.
Awesome.
We could be friends. It'll be so fun.
That's it for another volume of The Grind. Catch you next time. This is Blue.
You call it something else. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of the rest of the future now. That from now on, there'll simply be all these robots walking around, feeling nothing, thinking nothing. And there'll be nobody left almost to remind them that there once was a species called a human being with feelings and thoughts. And that history and memory are right now being erased. And soon, nobody will really remember that life existed on the planet.